you can learn a lot about the health of a river from its appearance, chemical makeup, and its bugs. MTPR's Austin Amestoy takes us on a Missoula school field trip where students are doing hands-on watershed science.
Along the banks of the Clark Fork River, birds aren't the only creatures chattering.
Look how many mayflies we have!
A group of Missoula fifth graders are hunched over card tables with white buckets on top, full of water, river scum, and creepy crawlies.
Y'all, I can't see
that. Has two tails. That has two tails.
The students are identifying all kinds of macroinvertebrates, aka bugs, that live in the river. The data is one clue scientists use to determine the health of a watershed. Lachlan Morris helps scoop the bugs into ice cube trays for study.
I thought they were kind of cool because some of them were kind of creepy and we had a really big one.
He says if they'd only found species like leeches in the water, it could indicate the river is unhealthy.
But since we found a bunch of mayflies and stoneflies, they're not pollution tolerant, so they would go away if there was pollution. So since we found a lot of those, we know that it's probably not polluted.
That stretch of river looked very different a few decades ago. It's where the Milltown Dam once sat, collecting tons of toxic mining waste washed downstream over a century. Ripple, an environmental education nonprofit, facilitated the field trip. Program manager Dalit Guccio says it's a crucial opportunity for students to learn what it took to improve the river's health.
Science changes, our knowledge changes, but we need to understand how it works and we need to understand what it provides us.
Ripple has been partnering with schools to teach watershed science for more than a decade. It works with classes all along the Clark Fork, from Butte to Missoula. In Bonner, I'm Austin Amestoy.